hacking into the truth, one story at a time. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, destiny.
You know, as you can imagine, during the commercial breaks, I have a tendency to wander around. My mind wanders around plenty on its own, and then I wander around, and I almost got locked out of the Sands Expo Center, as they called it, Las Vegas. I'm glad I made it back, because then my next guest, who's been accused of getting lost a time or two, would have been going, see, Gruber, you see, you get to nosing around, and there's your problem. Yeah, Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackroads.com joining me as he stumbles in from a bit of wicked weather out there. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Steve. So you're out there hobnobbing with the vegans, huh?
Oh, I am. The vegans, not the vegans. The vegans.
Let's keep vegans,
that
exactly.
Exactly. Keep that clear. I am, and I'm following the radar here and going, what a mess do you have in Michigan today? Pretty much from the Sioux South right now. Snow, lots of snow till you get about Mount Pleasant. Then it's ice and rain, and well, it's just January showers bring February flowers or something like that.
Well, you know, it's a matter of perspective. Well, by the way, since you're in Vegas, I'll alert the people down in Coldwater that you're sending your regrets that you won't be able to attend the Polar Plunge this weekend.
Well, you know, but you're going in my stead, right?
You can't have everything.
But you're going.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the UP. You know, the weather here, it's a matter of perspective. There are a lot of people who are in full celebration right now. The ice is getting thicker. You know, Tip-Up Town is coming this weekend, and they're getting the ice shanties out. There's snow falling, so those snowmobilers are polishing up the snow machines. I mean, the ski hills, I just was over in northwestern Michigan, over in Frankfort area, the ski resorts were packed.
Absolutely packed. The snow's coming, and you're right about the ice. I was out walking. I still heard the craziest, scariest sound in all outdoors. Last weekend, which is, I don't care if the ice is 10 feet thick. When you hear it crack and it's under your feet, I'm telling you, that'll make your heart stop every single time.
And it never gets any better. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, you may have been through it 100 times, but every time it happens, your knees just kind of go weak on you. So,
yeah,
the weather is icky. I mean, it's tough for driving, but if you plan carefully, the outdoors people are just ecstatic. And now the tourism people are getting happy because once the snowmobilers are in full swing, everybody's up there.
Everybody's making money is what that deal is. The snowmobilers are cruising.
Economic activity comes from playing outdoors in Michigan.
No question. The poker runs, the bars, the restaurants, they love it. No question about it. All right, so you mentioned cold water, the polar plunge. I'm real sorry I'm going to miss, you know, jumping into water. It's like 35-degree water. I'm real sorry I'm missing that, Ron, but you can, of course, bring me up to date next time you're around. But let's go north to the Mackinac Winterfest. What goes on there?
Well, you know, this is a famous town, Mackinac City, right on the Straits of Mackinac. So they usually kick this off at the same time that the ice bridge opens. They're going to have some great Michigan stuff, sleigh rides, of course, then chili cook-offs. So go hungry because there's some good guys making chili up there.
Right.
Outhouse races.
Well,
this is the first of the outhouse races. Next month, we're loaded with outhouse races in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. I raced two of them.
Hold on. And not connected to the chili.
Yeah, right. No, I understand. I raced two of them, but to race in them? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, the people create these incredible, it's one word, I guess, these unusual outhouses, and then they either have to ride them or they have to drag them, or some of them have dog sled outhouses.
Proving
and they
that some
up
people,
and down the ice.
Yeah, it proves that some people that get stranded in the snow for entirely too long should probably seek professional help because the hobbies they turn to are a bit unusual.
You got to be careful if you say that in the UP, though, because Trenery, where the famous Trenery toast comes from, they were the originators of the Outhouse Classic. And it has spread across, I mean, there are outhouse races all across the country now because it's so popular.
The outhouse
mainly because there's chili, there are euchre tournaments, and there's beer drinking.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
The Outhouse 500, I got it. All right, let's head to the UP a little bit deeper. Let's go to the Sioux. They've got a nice festival going on.
Yeah, this is a completely different kind of an event. This is all downtown, and they are having it's their ice festival. And what they do there is they have sculptors come in and they carve these gigantic blocks of ice. I mean, really, really big ones. This actually rivals what they do in Plymouth. And some of the best ice sculptors in the entire Midwest and from Canada come down to compete in this festival. So this is a great one just for walking around, then nip in, have a nice coffee or something,
sure.
Go back out, walk some more. And they leave the ice sculptures up until they melt.
There you go, which is pretty cool. So you did mention Tip-Up Town, world-famous Tip-Up Town. Houghton Lake, biggest inland lake in Michigan. And just they converge there. They bring their from the land of ice and snow. They come. And they
come
stay.
And they're coming right now. They are, the whole town is wound up. They're taking down there's signs, still some signs up to say that watch the areas where thin ice is marked. Because it's taking a little bit of, that's a big lake and it's taking time for all of it to freeze. But seen snowmobiles out there racing already. So Tip Up Town is ready to go.
Well, today's not helping them much, but then for the next 3 days, it goes into the deep polar plunge, so they'll be all right. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah, it'll get cold again, and it gets cold at night up here.
Right. So let's see what we can find. Looking around, we mentioned cold water, good. The polar plunge, Grand Rapids, a Hunting Time Expo going on there. Let's get to that before we run out of time.
Yeah, well, we can't all go to Vegas, but for those of us who can't, this is the Hunting Time Expo, and it runs 3 days. This is the largest collection of hunting exhibits. That happens in Michigan. So,
really?
Absolutely. And they have everything for every level of hunting skill, and they have,
yours?
One of my favorites is small game. They have a full focus on that. So this goes on for 3 days out at in Grand Rapids.
For every level of hunting, including yours?
Including mine. In fact, they have the pre-beginner thing, where they have that thing on the ski things where you just kind of put your knees together and kind of drift down the little side. Well, they got a place where they have the Nerf, hunting equipment for guys like me.
It's like a pre-K program for wannabe hunters. I got it. I get it, Ron. I get it. Pre-K program for guys like you. I get it.
Exactly.
At any rate, it's going to be a great weekend for all the ski resorts, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, ice skating, ice fishing, any ice sports you're into, snowmobiling, it's all good this weekend. You can find out more at MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Tell them, Ron, where is it?
It's MichiganBackRoads.com, man.
See, I knew I had that right. Now, you stumble back out into the rain and the ice and the snow, and I'm going to watch the sun come up where it's going to be 65 degrees today. Hey, just say.
I'm going for a hike, man. We're getting in shape for a trip to Canyon Falls, so I'm going.
Attaboy. Ron Rademacher, everybody. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.